All right, welcome to the J&M podcast.
Second episode now.
Second episode, Wednesday, December 6th. How you doing, Jacoby?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Michael?
Good. I'm doing pretty well, too. Thanks for asking.
Wednesday, December 6th, and we're going to jump right in with this day in history.
This day in history.
It's a big, pretty big one. So
it is a pretty big
1849, one. Harriet Tubman escaped slavery for the second and final time.
That's a big
we
one.
All know about Harriet Tubman, too.
That's right. She was
big news about her, too. There was talks of her going on the $20 bill.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Andrew Jackson. I think he was on the 20.
Is that going to go through?
I don't know. I think there was a lot of votes against it, and then they like bumped it down to maybe the $10 bill. But okay. I don't know either. That'd be interesting.
It would be interesting. Okay.
That's something.
The supermoon also happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the supermoon was, but it apparently is just when the moon reaches its closest approach to Earth in orbit. And they appear a little brighter, closer than normal. Although the difference is hard to spot with the naked eye.
You know, I noticed the moon this weekend, but I wouldn't have thought anything of it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it was definitely there.
It was definitely brighter because there was like a weird ring around it that kind of stopped me and my friends when we were doing stuff. Kind of looked at the moon, take pictures of it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joe Ramey. Took a great picture of the moon with a ring around it. Also, Time Magazine. On Monday, they published their nominees for Person of the Year.
There's a lot going on there, too.
A lot going on. They've been doing it since 1927.
So they released their 10 nominees, or so we thought, 10.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's a lot of big names that you wouldn't really expect seeing from a Person of the Year standpoint.
Person of the Year, and some of them aren't even people.
Yeah, we got foundations.
We got foundations, organizations, I don't really know how that works, but... apparently it does. It's got Jeff Bezos, the co-founder and owner of Amazon.
Yep.
He has now surpassed Warren Buffett and the richest man in the world.
It's got to be up to close to $100 billion.
I don't know, dude. I'll look it up right now.
Warren Buffett was sitting right around $75 billion.
$75 billion?
And that's...
I heard it was like 80. Because I watched 60 Minutes last night. It was like $80 billion.
Because then Bill Gates is right around there. And then there's people big in oil overseas. But dang, Jeff Bezos. I feel like that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. He did it in such a short amount of time.
Who doesn't use Amazon?
That's true.
What do we got? Anything yet?
No. It's taking forever. But it's going to load. But we'll keep talking about this.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
Next we have the Dreamers, which I didn't know what it was, but apparently it's the thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. by their parents when they were children. They face uncertain futures in the Trump administration.
So there was DACA, I think that's how you say it. So it's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program.
Okay.
That's kind of like, I guess if your parents were illegal immigrants and you come... and then you could become a citizen easier, and you're at least protected from deportation. But I guess the Trump administration, I heard about that actually maybe a month ago, repealed that. So now this foundation or movement, the Dreamers, is nominated to try to keep them in. And the Democrats have threatened to force a government shutdown if the legal status of the Dreamers is not resolved.
Yeah, I don't really know.
That's a big thing.
Push. I don't know how you can just threaten that, because I'm pretty sure it's pretty hard to do.
I don't know.
Shut down the government. I don't even know how that works.
Yeah, we'll see how they... we'll see if they carry that one out. Who we got next? Patty Jenkins. She became the first woman to direct a film that grossed over $100 million in its opening weekend. Do we know what the film was?
Yeah, it was Wonder Woman, dog.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, it did well. I liked it.
I didn't see it.
I'm not a big superhero movies. No. Do you like superhero movies?
I did, but then I grew up.
I like the old Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire is the OG.
Tobey Maguire.
Let the record state, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Anybody else who tries to be Spider-Man, you're just wasting your time.
Andrew, what was his name? Andrew... He was a British dude. Anyways, he wasn't anything.
Well, it was a waste of time.
It was a waste of time.
So next we're coming to what a lot of people wouldn't even like to think of as a person. We got Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I don't know why he's on this list, to be honest. I think it's just...
I think... Because Trump won it last year. And what I think it is, I think it's not just about being necessarily a great person. I think it has to do with like being, popularity,
yeah,
or like
famous,
being known,
like your influence.
I mean, because that has to be the only explanation to Kim Jong Un being on this list.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
I don't.
Has he
really
done anything right?
No.
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 No. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that whole situation. Anyways, Colin Kaepernick's on the list.
It's a lot of controversy around that one too.
Uh huh.
That there's something to be said about.
Explain it to me, Jacoby.
So, you know, I got my personal bias. I got my opinions.
Uh huh.
Now, do I like him? No. I'll defend the fact that he is funding social change. He's doing something. He's not like others that
he's making
just like
change.
To participate. He
exactly.
He puts money in there.
Exactly.
But I don't know. He was recently named GQ Citizen of the Year. And I think there's a lot, I don't know, there was J.J. Watt, for example, raised like $40 million in a month for Houston.
Yeah, for the...
And
yeah.
I don't know, I just, Colin Kaepernick, I mean, I get it from one point of view, but I also really don't from another, for that matter.
Yeah.
We got another non-person.
Yeah, another
nominated.
Movement, the Me Too movement, which is aims light on the prevalence of sexual harassment and assault. So again, for the bombshell allegations against Harvey Weinstein and dozens of other male leaders in Hollywood, media, business, and politics, feeling a movement of reckoning about the treatment of women.
You know, this was going on like Twitter and stuff too. People would tweet out something about an accusation and then Me Too. But I don't know, there's something to be said about that. That's a pretty big deal, especially with all the names that have been coming out and everything.
Oh, yeah. So some ones that hit close to home. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
We got Robert Mueller next, appointed as special counsel following the FBI director James Comey's firing. Mueller has brought charges against four people so far as his investigation potential involvement of the Trump campaign and Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. I like this guy.
I think that, but I don't know. We keep talking about this Trump and Russia thing, and I don't know. I don't know what we're finding. We'll
see. You see the news last night?
No, what they?
I think, like, they, one dude turned himself in.
Okay.
Because he apparently lied to the FBI. You know, like, three other people got, like, caught lying to the FBI.
Okay. There's some cover-up?
Oh, yeah, there's some
Kinetic cover-up going
there's some,
on?
There's some cover-up going on, for sure. So.
Now we got, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Yep.
Excuse me. 32-year-old Crown Prince, son of King Salman, recently led a sweeping crackdown on businessmen and members of the royal family accused of corruption, a purge seen by many as a move to consolidate power. You know, I don't know where we can stand on this. I don't know if we have enough information to say whether this guy's good or not.
I think he is good. I mean, I think he's better than, I mean, the rest of the royal family, obviously, because he's doing a crackdown on the businessmen and members that are corrupt. But I just don't know enough about the guy to really say anything about him.
It could be of actual decency, or it could be just solidify himself in power.
That's true. He could be doing some backdoor stuff, man.
Another guy who's not too, or is very fond of power, rather, Donald Trump.
Trumpito.
That's
the man himself.
I'm not even surprised. There's no reason he wouldn't be on there. He won it last year.
I don't know why he. Is it on there? Can you win it more than once?
Maybe.
I don't know, man.
I don't know how I feel about this whole time thing. I mean, you know who won it in, 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Most famous man in history, arguably.
He got a cool mustache.
Yeah.
Interesting haircut. His name was Hitler, actually.
Yeah.
Time
person of the year.
Yep.
Hitler.
So... Yeah,
I don't know
that.
If we're gonna discredit this thing, but
I don't know if times have changed. But yeah,
that's a pretty big name.
We have the president of China, which I'm not even gonna try to pronounce.
Yeah, Xi Jinping.
Sure, that sounds right to me.
We're gonna try that.
We're gonna try that.
And now, I think the most shocking part of this all is our winner. Who is the Silence Breakers?
Uh-huh.
It's another movement.
It was.
I didn't see it on the nominations.
It was on the nominations, but it was like it was the same thing as the.
Is it similar like Me Too?
It was similar as the Me Too, but it had a different title.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the same thing.
Maybe.
All
right. But who started here? We got Ashley Judd and Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
So they were the first to come out against Weinstein.
Yeah. Time magazine calls them the voices that launched a movement. whose stunning accusations against Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein helped lead to his downfall.
And that, I mean, that sparked, 50 plus.
Yeah, I was on this website.
Personalities.
Yeah, there was, 50 women have come forward against Harvey Weinstein in sexual assault. And he's a pretty big guy. I mean, he co-founded Beer Max with his brother Bob. He produced
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, produced Pulp Fiction.
That's as good. I mean, that's as good as it gets. Personally,
won an Academy Award for producing Shakespeare in Love. He's won 7 Tony Awards for his work in plays. What's going on over there?
We got a phone call.
What's going on over there?
You know what? We're gonna bring a guest on. Is what we're gonna do.
We're gonna bring a guest on. Come on in here, Ms. Straub. Come on in.
We're gonna have a guest on the show because we got a little disruption.
Who's the guest?
Fine.
Lawrence Straub. They
hung up. They hung up?
Sorry, guys.
No, you're
fine.
All good. All right.
Thanks, Ms. Straub.
Thank you.
Thank you, boy.
All right.
Nice.
Where were we?
Got a little interruption there.
I think we were at the...
You know, this isn't scripted. That proves it, doesn't it?
I think that proves it. I think that proves our point right there. Never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
So, I mean, speaking of Weinstein, let's look at some of these celebrities. I mean...
Some ones that hit pretty close to home. I mean, there's some...
Sylvester Stallone?
Sylvester Stallone. I think it was...
Who doesn't love watching Rocky?
Rocky, man.
Or Rambo, for that.
Rambo.
Like when you're a kid, you just want to be a badass like those two were.
Yeah. So the whole Stallone scenario was back... I think it was like 86. He forced a teenager to have sex with him and his bodyguard back in 86, and I was pretty rough to hear.
That'd shake you up. I mean, I loved him growing up, so that was
And the whole
another big one that another Squall member was roughed up by Matt Lauer, the host of the Today Show. Wow.
Yeah, he had. You hear about the button he had
under the desk?
Under the desk.
So. It's a little crude, but they called it the sex button. So what would happen is people would come into his office. He had a button under his desk that
locked
the door. That's
dirtbag.
So apparently, I was doing some reading. Friends and family, people close to him, weren't shocked. They said they knew. Yeah,
they knew.
Weirdly, not about everything that went on, but they knew that he was a little, different, if you will. But
see, he just doesn't have to me. He just doesn't have like that. Like, you just, some people, like, obviously he, I could see that, but he just doesn't, for me,
No, it's hard to resonate,
Yeah. Like, Kevin Spacey, another guy on the list, I could see him, I don't know why, I just kind of had that gut feeling about Kevin Spacey.
Big thing about, how about his Twitter reveal? So he comes out with the apology, and then comes out as gay. Out of nowhere.
Is he married?
I think so. I mean, a lot of those big Hollywood people are married.
Yeah.
Are we going to try another Google search to see if this
one... I got service. All right, so go back into the first guy. Jeff Bezos, his net worth is $96.1 billion.
Jeez. I mean, that is right there.
Billion with
that's...
a B. All right, I'll look up... I'll look up...
There's another guy I read about, got accused. He is on CBS Sunday Morning. I can't exactly remember his name.
Sunday Morning?
Yeah, older guy, but my mom particularly watched him a lot. I remember watching him when I was younger. Jeez, all these... Louis C.K.?
You want to explain Louis C.K. one?
I think I will. This is this is one that kind of really has to be explained, because
there's
a lot of those... There's the accusers of sexual assault or even harassment, where you come across a Weinstein who may have been doing... various inappropriate things, but Louis C.K. at one point, or spread out, this wasn't all one.
It was the earlier 2000s where a couple of these incidents happened, but
forced.
I believe they've carried on to the present day.
I can't imagine how many people are going to come out. So
Details
of it is 5 women have come out so far as being forced to go to his hotel room and watch him masturbate. That is a whole nother level of psychotic.
Yeah. That's just... that was really hard to... I'm a really big fan of Louis C.K.
Yeah.
I love his comedy.
It's hilarious.
Oh, man. I can't... That's...
That one's tough.
Ugh.
Especially so... I mean, I don't want to say one is worse than the other, but that's... That's horrible. That's big.
Yeah. You know what? Let me just go down the list. We have a whole list of celebrities accused of sexual assault. It's actually called the Weinstein Effect after Harvey Weinstein. his name is now synonymous with sexual assault. Melanie Martinez, she was a musician and former contestant on The Voice, accused of raping her former best friend.
Former.
Key is former. You know, okay. We have Jeffrey Rush. He stepped down as a president of the Australian Academy of Cinema for sexual assault allegations. Johnny Uzzini, I think, he was Top Chef judge, accused by four colleagues of sexual assault. Matt Lauer.
I used to watch Top Chef. That's...
I love Top Chef, yeah. Man. Matt Lauer. I don't know what happened with that. John Lasseter, Pixar and Disney animation head. Wow. So, yeah.
That's
so,
the guy that's running your kids' movies.
Yeah, all the cartoons you've been watching as kids.
That's a sexual assault.
These
assaulter.
All those cartoons were drawn by a creep, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Stallone, we already. Yeah. Jeffrey Tambor, most known for Arrested Development.
Who did he play on Arrested Development? I can't remember. I used to watch that show.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure he was. Wasn't he like the kind of weird, crazy old guy? Was he the dad of?
Maybe. I can't remember. Sure. I can't remember.
But that's what he.
Yeah.
But yeah, him. Tom Sizemore was a Saving Private Ryan in Black Hawk Down. Steven Seagal, Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey, Danny Masterson of That 70s Show, Trump.
Obviously. I mean, that one came out a while.
Yeah, but that's not really a surprise. Bill O'Reilly, Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck's brother, R. Kelly, Mike Tyson, and Martin Lawrence. I think that's...
Of that list, R. Kelly, I think, is probably the least surprising.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. There was 18 people on this list, and out of...
That's not even the whole list. I mean, there's been 50 plus, 50, I think I read.
There was 50 plus. I kind of stopped writing them down just out of time's sake, because there's just too much going on, man.
I don't know. That's a list that, especially just growing up, that, I don't know, you looked up to them.
Yeah.
Not necessarily everybody on this list, but you knew about them for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's the world we live in.
That's the world we live in today.
So that'll do us today on the M&J. Or are we going J&M?
Whoa. I think J&M sounds better. I think it's kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit.
I feel
nicer.
That. Yeah, J&M. I like that. Say we can close it off with the J&M podcast. Yes. It's Wednesday, December 6th. And it's nice having you on the show.
How you doing, too. Mike? Thank you. Have a good one, everybody.